Simon Kupsam of Sefiot Beis. Ashelig Vaborad Vakfor Vaglid Vamelach Imrizka Nashanasamayim Letlimihem and the Tevim Behen Imeshbem Kashir. So all of these items, we can use them for Natil Shadayim or Tevil Shadayim. So Ashelig is snow, Borad is hail, Vakfor and Glid is frozen water. So either freezing rain or when it freezes once it reaches the ground, that's the kfor and glid. Or melach, so sea salt. Imriskim achanasumayim, if you stir them up, you broke them up into pieces to the point that they become liquidy, so you can use them for Natil Shadayim, or you can use them for Tevilas Yadayim, if you would have a shear. I'm your day, Simon Reish Aleph Sif Lamed, that Shelig is kosher for creating a mikvah, or you can actually be, theoretically, you can be Tevil and Shelig. The Shelig, you have to be able to say you have a shear there.
If you can survive.
That's true too, right? Fine. Miyesh mi sha'omer she'en atil samayim rishonim ela b'mayim bovad. So that's that. Now, what about other liquids? So some say that it has to be, you can only use water or these items which are forms of water. Miyesh mi sha'yayin kosher atil samayim. Some say even wine is also kosher. And that would mean any fruit juice, really. Whether you've diluted it or not. To waste wine, as it were, to wash your hands, that's like an insult to the wine, which we see that the Chazal have given it a Chashivus due to its upgrade in usage, etc., to the point we gave it a special bracha. For you to then use it to wash your hands would be somewhat insulting. Fine. Some say that even if we're going to allow wine, we have a second problem. We said before we discussed the issue of shinimara. So if it's a colored, if it's a white wine, which means it looks like water, so that's mutter. Assuming wine is mutter, white wine is mutter, but colored wine, it would be a problem, just like colored water is a problem.
This
third opinion says that meperis are acceptable, but yayin is not. So we have one opinion, the dafka water. The second opinion says wine, which means wine and all fruit juices. The third opinion says fruit juices, yes. Wine, no. And the fruit juices are peshasat chak. And then he says beer and med, which you basically cook it in water. You process it with water, so that's considered water. And that doesn't lose its status of water. So why would you say meperis, yes, and yayin, no? Because we see in halacha that we deal with the fruit juices, with the exception of wine and oil, which obviously we're not using oil, but with the exception of wine, we deal with them as basically they're just like water. They're all b'chashivas to them. Get a special bracha. You don't make a special bracha on your cranberry juice. You don't make a special bracha on your fruit juices in general. We will see later on when we get to Siman Reish Beis, the Siman which talks about the brachas on different things, that there is an argument that possibly the correct bracha on meperis which are cooked, that's how you make them, let's say like a tomato juice which is made by cooking, the bracha actually might be the same as what it came from. Brepi Adam. We'll see later on in the discussion about that. But in general, halacha looks at meperis as being something not of significance, it's like a Maya Ba'alba type of a story. It's even that lesson water is not makshir. But wine, the Torah gives a special, it's kareya, they have a special chashivas, so it's definitely distinct and something in significance, so you can't use it for Nathil Zadim, according to this opinion. Okay. Sifyud Beis, so let's see, we Mishnah Berurah, so cut in the
Vav. One opinion holds you can only use water for Nathil Zadim, not even food.
Correct. Back four. Shomim, Shinik will be redosan, and Buke ain't borrowed. So we have, we'll get to Mishnah Berurah. We mentioned hail, and then we mentioned something which is just the rain, it freezes as it comes down, which is different than what hail is. But it's water, it's frozen water. Melech, lav kol gavni mutar b'melech. So even we're talking about sea salt, it's not always permitted. Til b'kli al yodav. If water which has salt in it is a problem, we would assume that straight salt is a problem. If you have a sheer mikvah, you want to be tied the hands into that, your hands into them.
To what?
So now you want to, instead of, you want to dip it into salt. The gamel tefillas haguf is kosher because tefillas haguf would be kosher in that because it comes from water. It's considered like water. Fine. So even though the other ones they can be used for netila or tevila, and melech can only be used for tevila, not for netila, so it would be strange to lump it together. But
that's what he's explaining.
You're saying that Maisa, since they by mikvah they're all lumped together. That's why we over here we lump them together. Even though really, it doesn't make sense to lump them together because they're not exactly the same.
So when he says, when the Mishnah says lavakol gadni mutar b'melech, he means
netila is not acceptable. Only tevila. Okay.
I don't see how melech is can be made into a liquid anyway.
Tevila is acceptable.
Tevila, yeah.
Tila is not.
Correct. Now.
What's that, according to one opinion?
No, that's straight mechaber. That since it comes from water, it's considered like water.
What for tefila?
For tefila.
Including tefilas yadayim.
Including tefilas yadayim, correct.
No one holds even the
teal,
you know,
it could be done. Apparently not. Correct. Right. Fine. Now, Imriskan, Avalab Haki ain't nothing behem bikli, Avalitla yadayim besechen. So to be terrible your hands into them, even though you have not liquefied them, that you could do. But to wash with them, you have to make them into a liquid. So you can rely on that, etc. Okay. To be terrible your hands directly in shelig, etc. Now, when it comes to shelig, so you say you have a shear of 40 saw. So, I mean, there's this gigantic field that has 40 saw worth of shelig there. But what I'm telling with my hands, like, how do you define the area which I'm measuring to say my amount there? I feel imena shelig mechunas harbe bebasachas. So the Mishnah, even if it's not all brought together in one area, but you have like a deep depression full of snow, but rather elamunah al pnei ha'oritz v'nomacharbe. It's a low covering, but it's spread out over a large area. Kol sheyesh haboyim saw mechuber yachad tovlin bay. If there's 40 saw worth, which is basically connected, there's nothing separating it, you can tovel your hands into it. It has to be deep enough that when you stick your hands in, your hands going all the way, the hands are totally submerged into the snow.
So could you gather it together and still have it be connected to the, you know, so that it's still, you know, touching.
Yeah, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be the natural snowfall. As long as it's still mechubra, so, you know, you can, you know, as long as there's still mechubra on the ground, so that's
I mean, natural snow.
As a lie, Dr. Cooper's question was, can you gather together? It means it's not the way it fell naturally onto the ground, you're gathering it now afterwards. As long as it's still mechubra lekarka, it's considered in the ground. So that's,
because if it's half an inch of snow, that's not deep enough to...
Right. Now, Yesh Mishaimer, so Mishaimer points out, this is a new thought. Look how Rishi Sif, the first opinion over here, which we're saying now an opinion, only water. It doesn't mean to exclude shelig, etc. Those are water. It's coming to exclude wine and fruit juices, as we're going to say afterwards. According to the first opinion, water, only water, not meperis, for sure not wine, etc. So we see that the Torah talks about the idea of washing the hands and uses the word mayim in the pasuk, so you need mayim. According to this opinion, the second opinion, if your wine is mutter, definitely meperis and mutter. Other liquids. We don't require dafka water. According to this opinion, you're not just done wasting something and throwing it out. You need to wash your hands. No, according to this opinion. But the chachilat's aser. Because you know, it means it's sif. Hey, wine has its own chashivas of a bracha. Sure, what that's about. It's hilchos yain for kiddush. Okay, but whether you added water to the wine, it still remains with the bracha of Brei Pri Gofen. You'd have to have a tremendous amount of water before you would lose your Brei Pri Gofen. It gets a bracha la'atzmois, Brei Pri Gofen. Abashari Mashkin, Brei Perish, Lenis Alu, Bracha, Bethne Atzmon, Lelan Aflechachila, they is, according to this opinion, other Brei Perish, which don't get a special bracha, you can use them. Came the Ramad said, even if you can use wine, you can't use red. Some say you can't use red. I will add them light. Then he's telling me Maramayim. It doesn't look like, does not look like water. V'yeshamer harish, in the first opinion, which allows red wine. Whereas water, who starts out as clear and becomes discolored, that's a problem. Wine, which changes color from what it was, the chachil is also a problem. But staying red, that's how it comes. That is not a problem according to this first opinion. If you actually used a dye to color it, that's a Sheni Mari issue. It's interesting that wine. When we were at this time, we did a tour of the Dalton winery. So they showed us that, you know, a grape, if you take off the even Concord grapes, if you take off the shell, yeah, it's white.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, if you would just crush it as such, you would have white wine. The coloring is all in the peel. If you don't use the, if you would take off the peels, and so you would have white wine. You could actually make white wine from Concord grapes. The Mishabura is saying, well, Mike, since the derech wasn't to do that, you would crush your grapes with the peel. And therefore, the it comes normally red, so that's not considered a Sheni Mara according to the ones that Tremater.
But he's saying that, like what we do, we do often take white wine and color it, which is interesting.
Right, to that?
That's referenced.
So I guess that was. So if you had a grape which produces a white wine, and you know, a little bit of place where people are used to red wine, so they're not used to they want a red wine.
Yeah.
So they would dye it.
Yeah.
They're used to what color wine?
They're used to red color. Yes, Mr. Sharma, the third opinion says, the third opinion, Mechalekas ben Yain Lovan, excuse me, ben Yain Lemay Paris, the Beyain Postle, ben Dinah Af, ben Yabin Kader, that holds wine is not acceptable. Of a Paris, Neutlin, according to Bishas Latak, this opinion does allow May Paris. Surely, the call May Paris, Korean Mayim Chutz Miyayin. May Paris considered just basically the equivalent of water. It's sweet water, etc., but it's water. With the exception of wine, which the Torah gives it its own chashivas. Then the Yeshal Haris Kadeyazu, the Hakram Binyan, the Hakram Binyan, Paris, Bishas Altak. So, Lachalamaisa, this opinion, which is somewhere in the middle, wine is not acceptable at all. May Paris, when necessary, are acceptable. The Kolshkan is Mutter with Sheikher or May Dabash, because they're basically water. The reason why this opinion allows that, it changed color, but it changed color for the better. Usually the case of the Shini Mara, which we were talking about before, is that the water sits and it stagnates and starts to discolor. That's where you have a problem. If it comes, looks better through it, tastes better because of it, that's not a problem.
Then I don't see why you wouldn't say the same thing about wine. I mean, if you're changing it from white to red, it's considered a shinu l'shvaf.
Lav davka. If batsim, the wine is really, if you're just dyeing it, so that, you know, the wine really doesn't get any better because of it. So that Mishnah Berurah said before, if you die, just dyeing it doesn't really benefit over here by cooking the water with the hops and the barley and making the beer, it gets a different color, but you're obviously adding a whole mile to it.
The color is intrinsic to the
benefit.
So Rabbi said before, you'd have to add a lot of water. Certainly in the time of the Chaber, you would have to time of the Gemara, you'd have to add a lot of water to wine before it would be no longer be halakhically wine. But ours is much more dilute.
We'll see later on. The numbers. It's interesting. I was talking with somebody in Cleveland. He makes his own wine. He makes pretty strong. His own wine. And he was told by a poisek that, you know, he can definitely dilute it. He says it's much better. He should dilute it with water and not with grape juice. Because wine with water is wine. That is considered wine. Once you add grape juice, so grape juice has sugar and different things in that added. So you're downgrading the cheshivas of the wine. So it's interesting. They said that's better. The Gra, however, does not accept this argument, and he holds there is a problem with Shinimara. So he disagrees with this Ramah. Okay, Sipya Gimel is important. Most of these cases we're not dealing with, but Sipya Gimel deals with the law of how much water you need to use. It's like a lot of these Sipya, which we've been dealing with, not very common for us to get involved in, you know, water which has been either malacha with. In general, we have water in abundance. Using Chami Tiberia, Mai Maluchim, you know, which the Tavir Garland drank from, the, you know, these things, mostly it's not our common issues. But Tzar Shiyim and Mai Revius, the water has to be at least Revius. One person is washing. Whether he's going to wash one hand at a time, or he's washing both hands at the same time, he needs revius. Avo l'shnayim shabol l'litokechot. If two people are washing at the same time, using the same water, there's a special kulo called shiori tahara. Acher enot tzarech. So it's even if the first one had revius, the second one can take the remaining water, which is less than revius, and use it.
It's based on Gemara.
It's actually Mishnayos, yeah. A fill of Zachar Zeh, and this is kosher even if they don't wash at the same time, but they wash one after the other.
That's right, it's in Yedayim.
Right.
Yeah.
However, Bolvachol Yafsek Akiluach, but the pouring has to continue the whole time. So they're pouring, the first person puts his hand in, pulls it out, the second person puts his hand in. Ketan. Har Yavias Mai Bakli. You had Revi Asin the Kli, Poshet Echad Yadav, Vacher Yotzik Al Yadav. So one person puts his hand out, somebody's pouring on, some other person is pouring onto him. So Reuven puts his hands out, and Beryl is pouring onto Reuven's hands. Uboshen Poshet Yadav Lamatim Imenu Samach Yadavishin. Then the second person comes and puts his hands right to where the comes along Shimon and puts his hands right next to where Reuven's hands are. Kiluch yared al yadav shel Rishon ul yadav shel Sheni shel Matan mimenu. It flows from Reuven's hands onto Shimon's hands. Yedei shneim tahuris. So both hands now are considered tor. Alpha pi shepichas shir revius. Even though by the time he gets to the second one, it's less than Revi'ez.
It's an interesting concept.
Since it's all one Maisa, and this Maisa was used to create Tahara, so this water, which is less than Revi'ez, but it came from the process of creating, generating Tahara, can continue to do so.
But this has to happen while the water is still at the same time. In other words, it can't be if they were the first person used Revi'ez, and then the Shirei Tara ended up in a kli. The second person can't come along there.
So according to this opinion, though, the Yeshua Matirim, the comes the Yeshua Matirim. I feel like Shnatan and Zachar is that. Even the mamash, the first one, Reuven washes his hands, finishes, then Shimon washes his hands with the remaining water. Since when Reuven started to wash, there was Revi'ez here. Therefore, Gam L'Sheni Zeh Oilim, it'll work for the second person. It's also Neshabo B'Shiri Taharu. Now, Waderach Zeh Nodlim Mechatzi Lug B'Shloisho L'Arbo Milug L'Kam B'Ni Olim. So we say with the three people ready, we don't allow them to use Revi'ez, they have to use a Chatziloig for three or four people. If it's more than that, it's a loig. You can use as many people as you want, as long as you have enough water that you wash three times. Then why three times? So they would pour on their hands one time just to remove all the dirt, pour on their hand a second time to do the teal, and pour on their hands a third time to be matar of the water. So they'd end up doing three times. And Mishabur is going to say, actually, we don't require three times. Two times is enough. Wouldn't Shechel Moniach Arbo V'chemisha Yedeyim Zebetzad Zeh Oizal Gav Zeh B'litul Kechod B'lach Yerap Yedeyim B'inyan Shigiu Amayim L'chol Echod. So the same way, in the second opinion, you could do them one after the other. You could also do, like the first opinion says, you do it one all at the same time. So you'll have five people having their hands one below the other, and you'll wash all those hands in one shot, as long as everybody gets enough water to cover their hands. Okay.
I have to get the Yeshiva guys to make a YouTube video of doing this. You know, that would be given a nice project. I had to take one Revi'ez in.
Okay. I'm not so sure. I can give them really good advice exactly how to do it. stretch Revi'ez of water.
Just give them the halachic parameters.
Let them figure out themselves. Okay. Sivkot and Samavav. Sheba Mayim Revi'ez. So he goes through the basic process over here. Shekei tikdu chachamim l'netil sidayim, chachamim masakim for tisidayim, b'shir zervias. So that's Chazal said. Where else do we find revias? So we discussed that miraisa, a person has to go to mikvah 40 saw. Nu kelim chadashim, which you buy from a goy, require a mikvah 40 saw. Because the source of the of Tevilas Kalim is someone says that when it talks about the Klei Midyan, which they were taking the booty, the spoils from Midyan, so they're bringing home Kalim. So the Torah says the process of kashering them. There's an Ach B'Meini Do Yischato, so you have to be cleansed and it may nido. So Chazal Darshan Mamayim Shanido Elabahem. You need the amount of water that a neder would use. So for three kelim chadashim, the shear is like a 40 saw. For kelim tameim, minaraisa revius is enough. As long as it's enough water, you can tear the whole thing basacha. So some things will need more than revius, but you have a very small, you have a thimble. You have a metal thimble and became tame. So you're terrible. You can't be terrible in 1 ounce. Even 1 ounce is enough to cover the whole thimble. You need at least a revius. So the minimum shear for using for mikveh, for tahara mikveh, is a revius. Now, so same thing over here, we cover revius. Meshavcha b'shnei pomim al yadav, each hand you pour it twice. The pam rishon matara yadayim. The first process, first pouring, is takes tumah off of the hands, puts it onto the water. The water does not go back and be matama of the hands. But you have water which is tummy in your hands. The second pouring is matar of that water. If you pour the whole revius onto both hands at the same time, kam kenitru yadav, there the hands will come to her. Af shaloi shavak elapamachas, even though you only poured it on one time. Like we said, we will see more about this in Kufsama Beis.
Seems paradoxical. In that case, the mayim are not
tame. But once when you pour a full revius onto the hands, the basachas,
it's like a mikvah kind of.
It doesn't become hand. What doesn't come tame? So now. Theoretically, nowadays, what we do is, in general, we're pouring a full revius onto our hands the first time, so you don't really need to wash a second time in each hand. So the Mishabura gave the example if I only have a revius, how am I going to pull a revius onto the first hand and I don't have any water left for the second hand? The answer is do it both at the same time. The main point isn't both at the same time. The main point is using a full revius of water each time you pour.
We're probably, when we have a full large kli.
A full large kli holds about four reviews, or five reviews.
So Rabbi is saying that we may be actually be using revis for each hand, so the first.
Yeah.
We're not doing the two hands together, of course.
Right, but it's 4 ounces. Revis is 4 ounces. 3.5, 4 ounces.
Oh, I'm sorry, pouring for, I'm thinking, for right, I was thinking, alternate for Lekan, so we're doing two on each, so those two together probably.
Well, we don't need to send the
point. Oh, I'm sorry, that's okay.
If the reality is, once the first one has revius, I really don't need the second one at all. I don't care how much you put to the second one. The second one becomes irrelevant. All right. Using these very, very limited amounts of water is a place where water was very scarce. Where we said, just as an element of minashamayim, that a person who washes his hands, b'shefa, there must be from shamayim to give him parnosa b'shefa. He says they gave me chofni tibusa. They gave me large amounts of tiber from Shemayim because I washed my hands with large amounts of water. Le'echod. So this is whether you're using for one person. Ben shenotel al shtei yodah bevasachas. So I have one person is washing. Reuven's washing. He has a revius of water. He has an option. He can wash both hands at the same time. Which he would need somebody to pour over his hands. And or he washes one after the other. One revius is sufficient enough of water to cover both hands. Let's say I'm only washing one hand. So if revius is enough for two hands, so I should argue that for one hand, half revius is enough. What would be an example where a person only washing one hand? He washed both hands, and then he touched, before he dried one of his hands, he touched something, somebody else's hand. So that hand becomes tummy. The hand which didn't touch doesn't become tummy. So he only has to rewash that hand. Okay, so l'chara half revia should be enough. No. Gam ken ein l'livchas mishir revias. You require revias is the minimum shir that you're using. How much you pour in the hand is a different story, but you require that there should be a revias in the kli. Menira. Mishum shebekli tzarech revias loyalim. The pachas ein shir tahara kel kamei sefya dalet. And that may, the reason why that's true is because that was the shear of Tahara in general. That's why that's what's going to be valid, to even only washing one hand. Okay? Alayarachas ain't sark lishbrachos akula. But when you pour, you do not need to pour the whole revius onto your hand. You need to have a revius in the kli, and you're pouring from a revius. So, but you only wash one hand, and so one hand it doesn't really need a full revias of water to cover it. So fine, so you won't use the whole revias of water to wash with, as long as you're washing from revias. The commandment says, "Kusam beis sevdal hidati dibri acharim shekasa the yesh linuk shalim because mishir revias mayim bechol yad v'yad mezela yitzarach lizor beharbit devorim hanitzvichem lizor." By using revias each time you, at each hand independently, the first time you wash, you obviate many concerns. It'd be much better to do that. Or two people, which are coming little keachon, boil little keachon. Because according to the Hanukkah, skill of keeping a little beachon, that was their plan. Chel av im poshel hasheni yodoi. So Reuben started washing, he's washing, and he runs and puts his hands there, right? So if that was the original intent, that's fine. Even though he didn't have his hand there to catch the water when Reuben started washing. But he got there in time, and that was the plan, he's supposed to be there, that's fine. But if there was no plan that he's supposed to be there, and all of a sudden, wow, he's washing hands, let me stick my hands there. Doesn't work. So what's the lumnus? We look at it as if it's one unit. So the kriyas of the one unit is the decision to, is the original decision to wash together. They had no such plan. The first one washed his hands, and then the second one chabs and puts his hand there. Using water doesn't work. In this situation, you have tubing water in your hands. You can't be mitar your hands. You'd have to dry your hands totally and start over again.
So, in other words, there's got to be kavana. So, for example, if somebody was just pouring water out of the window, I can't just stick my hands under there.
That's not necessarily so. We saw before that for the regards to the tila for chulin, we had a machlokes as well that kavana is required. But over there was kavana. I put my hands there. That's called kavana. This show we hear is that we want to allow the two individuals to function as one unit, as if it's one pair of hands. That's why Shari Tahara works. That only makes sense if that was the plan. So that it's not Shari, it's really, the pshat is, it's one unit, so we're washing our hands together. So there's revias washing our hands. That's what we're saying. But in a case where I just left my hands as an afterthought, I tried to join, it's too late. So the first one needs revius, second one doesn't need revius. Achrei natzarech v'davka shigiyo mayim al yodav silmi v'kol shir and tila shem yodav. But you do need enough water to make sure that every part of your hand is covered. Then he said, it's Ibn Bezech is there, as long as there's no break in the flow, according to this opinion. They both put their hands together at the same time. So they clearly are functioning as a unit. That's fine. But I might have thought Elafilu in Posh and Sheni Yod of Achakach Shekar Hizkol Litzukol Rishon. They decided we're going to do it in Rosh together. They start pouring out the Reuben, and Shimon says, you know, and he runs over. So it's like sort of like Shekel late to be Kaveh. This is one unit. When we were Kaveh, we decided we're going to do this together. So then, even though I sort of like got my hands in late, as long as I got there before the flow ended, it works. Also, since that was their intent. But it has to be Shal Yapsaka Kiluach. Since it's been one constant pouring, so it's like the second person is also using that original revius. Now he says that we have the more has a discussion whether nitzuk is considered chibur or not. We actually pass that nitzuk is not considered chibur. So what does this mean that the flow of water is combining the two hands? If Nitzuk doesn't create Heber, like, you know, it seems a counterintuitive. So Mishnah Berurah says, no. That's where the kul of Shiri Tahara comes in. We need Shiri Tahara to create this. It's an extension of the whole element of Shiri Tahara is an extension of the original water. That's what lends it an element of being considered like it's one unit. Let's hold it here.
And in general,